This is David Duke. Once again, Israel's outrageous criminal actions have hurt America, and once again, American politicians are scrambling to betray American interests to the Jewish extremist fifth column in government and media. Israel's terrorist attacks on the small nation of Lebanon already disproportionately far exceed the carnage of 9/11. The Israeli terrorist bombing of Lebanon murdered or maimed thousands of Lebanese civilians in a war crime of the first magnitude. In addition to its crimes against humanity, Israel's actions damage every true American interest in Lebanon and in the entire Mideast. It must be remembered that Israel has made relentless terrorist attacks against a government and a nation that America openly supported. It's the same nation we worked hard with to secure the withdrawal of Syrian military forces. Lebanon is a nation where 25,000 Americans live and do business. Not only have these American lives and livelihoods been put into danger, there will be billions lost to American business and trade interests. And now, American-made bombs wielded by Israeli terrorists are maiming and killing thousands, destroying airports, roads, bridges, power plants, and an entire infrastructure of a country once friendly to the United States, all with the sickening, obsequious support of George Bush, puppet of Tel Aviv. Such can only increase hatred and subsequent terrorism against the people of the United States. Perhaps even more sickening is the Christian evangelist support of the terrorist attacks of Israel against Lebanon and their lack of sympathy for the huge Christian population, as well as innocent Muslims of that country, who are being slaughtered and made homeless by the Israeli assault. What evil has gripped these supposed Christian leaders who are supposed to follow Christ's teachings of love and reconciliation, yet are now screaming with the Jewish extremists for Christian and Muslim blood, much like the rabble led by the Pharisees at the trial of Jesus? These evangelists give unconditional support to supremacist Jews, the same entity that also is the vanguard of the destruction of the Christian faith and morals in America, the same power that has driven any expression of the Christian faith, even Christmas carols, from our public life. These same supremacist Jews are the source of the pornographic deluge in America, the Hollywood media moral wasteland corrupting our people, and they spur on the most destructive of political, moral, and cultural policies. These evangelists support the Jewish religious state of Israel. Yet the Jewish religion teaches that Jewish priests properly murdered Jesus Christ and boiled him in hot semen. God, I know that that may sound crazy to some of those who have come to DavidDuke.com for the first time. Some reading or hearing this will find it hard to believe that Jewish scripture makes such evil claims. That's because few Gentiles know the true nature of the Talmudic Judaism. The Talmudic Judaism that the Jewish-influenced media does not broadcast for your information. What religion would be so hateful as to suggest boiling someone in semen anyway? I will be called an extremist for simply pointing out the vicious anti-Christian extremism in Jewish scripture and Jewish extremists that live and work in both Israel and the United States. But where is the criticism of the underlying Jewish extremism itself? How many people realize that the worldwide powerful Jewish extremist group Chabad Lubavitch teaches that non-Jews are animals, and that the sole purpose of all non-Jews on earth is to worship and serve the Jews? They literally believe that Jews are gods on earth, that hitting a Jew is the same as hitting God himself, and that all other people of the planet are the supernal refuse of creation. I'm not talking about some obscure Jewish sect in the Israeli desert who promotes such supremacism. For this Jewish hate group was recently honored at the White House of the United States of America. And their rabbis actually teach Jewish study lessons in this same material to the White House Jewish staffers. The head of the White House policy is himself a Jewish extremist who hosts Chabad Lubavitch leaders among the president. Corrupted so-called Christian leaders support a nation that has financed public burnings of the New Testament, that teaches arithmetic to many Israeli school children with a T instead of a plus sign because the plus sign is too close in appearance to the hated cross. They support a nation where Christian priests and ministers report being routinely spat upon by Jewish students on the streets, where recruiting Christian ministers or priests is punishable by 5 years in Israeli prisons. These evangelists who support anti-Christian Judaism and Israel are truly Jewish evangelists, not Christian evangelists. And now, in an ultimate act of Christian betrayal and apostasy, they support the Israeli terrorism and murder against Christians and Muslims in Lebanon. The level of my disgust at the traitors and sellouts in Washington, the level of my disgust at our Jewish extremist media, and the level of my disgust at our so-called Christian leaders who support this carnage, it knows no bounds. From the beginning of this conflict, the Jewish-dominated media has been expectedly biased. Israel illegally occupies the West Bank. They illegally occupy parts of Syria as well as parts of Lebanon. There has been no peace treaty between Israel and her enemies in these nations and regions. When Palestinians and Hezbollah captured some Israeli soldiers, the media screamed that they had been kidnapped. Of course, the reality is that they were captured in a long-running war against the Israeli occupiers. As military personnel, they were legitimate targets, and the acts cannot be classed in any way as terrorism. Now compare the headlines of the Jewish-dominated media screaming about the kidnapping of Israeli soldiers to the fact that in the 30 years of Israeli occupation of Palestine, Lebanese and Syrian territory, tens of thousands of civilians have been truly kidnapped. Tens of thousands of civilians have been seized by military and Mossad and subject to years of Abu Ghraib-style horrors in the torture chambers of the only nation that is legally sanctioned torture. And that includes thousands of women and children who have been imprisoned and tortured as well. Israel has also assassinated thousands of those who resisted their occupation, even nonviolent clerics who spoke out against Israel's injustice. They have indiscriminately bombed whole cities and towns to rubble with thousands of civilian casualties over the years. Could you imagine the media and government response if Lebanon was raining down on Tel Aviv and Jerusalem the kind of devastation being visited upon Beirut? The capture of a few Israeli soldiers was used as an excuse to launch a murderous terrorist attack that has devastated both Gaza and Lebanon, brought murder or injury to thousands of innocents, as well as misery and loss to millions. In feeble retaliation, Hamas and Hezbollah have launched some rockets at Israeli cities and inflicted a handful of Israeli casualties. But Israeli power is so overwhelming, Arab resistance is comparable to a fly spitting back at a fly swatter. A perfect example of Israeli cold-blooded murder and terrorism is what happened in Maroim, a little village in southern Lebanon. The Israelis ordered the villagers out, all the men, women, and children. They left in a convoy of 20 cars to go to Tyre. An F-16 attacked the convoy, and it burned them all alive with bombs. Contained in this article is also a picture symbolizing the nature of Jewish supremacism and its lack of respect for non-Jewish life. Life which extreme Judaism does not consider human and thus not worthy of any regard of normal human feelings, of mercy and humanity. An AP picture shows little Jewish schoolgirls who obviously have been instructed to sign and send hate messages on the explosive artillery bombshells that will rain down terror upon the Lebanese villages and the hapless civilians in them. The fact that Israel would even make artillery bombardments on Lebanese or Gaza cities or settlements is proof in itself of the terrorist nature of the Israeli attacks, for such shells are not like laser-guided missiles and the like. They will go into a large general area and kill everything living within them, whether it be soldiers or shopkeepers, men, women, or children, the very oldest or babies in the arms of their mothers. They will blow to pieces little girls, such as those shown autographing the terrorist bombs, often destined to take innocent life. As an American, it hurts my heart that many of the bombs that fall on innocent people in Lebanon will have been made in American cities and towns by American citizens, that many of the instruments of death and maiming and destruction will often be paid for by American taxpayer monies, and that our government would tacitly encourage Israel to attack the nation of Lebanon against every interest of the American people and in every violation of international law and decency. What is happening in Lebanon is shameful for Israel, and truly it's shameful for America. We must hold our politicians accountable and put the interests of America and the principles of decency first. This has been David Duke, hoping that all of you listening will do something to defend the heritage and the freedom of the American people, and will act to end the slaughter that's going on with American compliance in the Middle East. This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddude.com.